Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl.
I would apologize for starting out cutting up yesterday. Bailey Cope.
Thank you, Bailey. You know,
how you doing this morning, Homer?
I am blessed and feeling great. Yeah. You know, if more people could do that, I don't think
a lot
of the problems that we have in our community would be as bad.
You know,
that's
sometimes you
it's
cut
the
up.
A word.
You got it. Sometimes you just got to cut up.
It's
though.
The A word. I get it. I get it. Because we both have our times.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, it's the A word. Accountability. That's it.
That's all.
That's all.
That's it.
You know, and it's that simple. It's like, that wasn't painful at all. It's not. Some of the violent situations that happen in our city and in our communities. And it's like, if somebody said, I'm sorry, I apologize.
I was cutting up.
I apologize, bro. I apologize, sis. I didn't mean to, you know, offend you if I said
this. I don't know how long
this.
That's going to last, but
Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's like, again... and I'm speaking of like some of the violent situations that happen in our community.
Oh, right. Of course.
If people could just accept, I'm sorry, I apologize. I didn't mean to, you know, if I offended you or, you know, if I stepped on your shoe. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. You said that right quick. Get it out the way.
Yeah. But it's like now, even in traffic. Again, where we talk about road rage or whatnot.
Right.
You can not be having road rage, but like courtesy, blow your horn because the light has turned green.
Right.
And the vehicle in front of you is still sitting there.
I don't need to do that no more.
Right.
Folk, we cutting up too much.
Yep, that's where I was going with it. That's exactly where I was going with it.
I fake honk my horn. You know how that goes? I fake honk it.
Yep.
So you got to press real hard on my horn for it to sound. So I just be hitting it. Just be hitting it.
Right.
Then I be like, Ma, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, God.
Saving our lives.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
I've got road rage, but it's not expressed.
Right. It's like saving our lives. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, I'm saving our lives
because some of these people are not going to accept that they could have been in the wrong or that they were doing something that you know shouldn't have happened.
And
because you want to try to help or assist. You are the villain.
Yes, Bailey with the assist.
Yeah.
I like that. Bailey with the assist.
I know people who have tried to just, okay, you almost hit me. Okay, all right. These people will hit you or almost hit you and then get out and pull a gun on you.
That part.
And it's like, huh?
Yeah.
What? You were the person in the wrong here. But some individuals feel like they can never be wrong. And if I get something wrong, I'm not afraid to apologize. I've done it for decades on radio, on blowradio.com.
Yeah, you just got to go back and correct and reset your course.
But that's why I always say I'd rather wait for the receipts.
You
get what I'm saying? Before. Oh, yeah. Going into some situations. Other than that, this is what they're saying. I don't have any facts on this yet.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, this is what they're saying, and I make it clear that that's where I'm speaking from. People just don't want to do that, and they just want to go in their own world.
I thought I had a situation of road rage yesterday.
If you thought you had it.
Listen, not me.
Okay.
The car in front of me.
Okay.
But see, the thing was, I was just pulling up on the situation, right? I see the door swing open, and at that point, I'm like dipping, right? I'm going to the right,
absolutely, baby.
And then I see the driver jump out of the car, and I was like, oh, I'm about to press on the gas, you know? And guess what?
What?
Did you guys notice all these gnats and bees and stuff that was out here yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what it was. She had a bee or something in her car, which I had earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she jumped out the car, and she was trying to swat herself off. I was like, whoo, throw it, no road rage. Hey, girl. Mm-hmm. And kept it pushing. But that was bad.
You know what?
And stuff yesterday. That was real.
let me give my personal disclaimer.
Okay.
Right now, because what I'm about to say could cause some controversy.
Look out.
Listen, okay. I truly find it amazing that some women, not all,
y'all,
that have attitudes, right? That have attitudes, and are quick to call themselves standing on a man or just a brother in general.
Standing?
And, yeah, standing on, like, you know, just you know, the yelling, the arguing, the fussing.
You mean so they standing
that.
On their truth or whatever.
But it's not always true. But
ladies,
and
calm
I know
down.
This is a debate.
Wait a minute, hold on, one moment. All ladies, right. ladies.
The views and opinions.
Have a sip of your coffee or tea, whatever you're drinking.
Right.
I just happen to have my mug here that is, yes. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have a sip.
Yeah, please have a sip. Okay, again, I am the views and opinions expressed by the legendary Homer Blow on this particular situation does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media.
Or any of us.
All
okay,
right.
let's see.
All right.
So what you got?
Bailey looking, and she's got intent in her eyes. I see it.
I need to know.
All right, so, okay. So all of the trying to be very aggressive to a man, and, you know, trying to sometimes push buttons. And if the man ends up trying to, you know, control himself and frustration and anger. But then some of y'all can talk all of that stuff.
Okay,
be
get to
all
the point.
In the business.
Get to the point.
And then a damn bee gets you to running, and a mouse gets you to running, and any kind of insect or bug, a snake. Get it. But you was just cussing this man the hell out. You was just cussing this man the hell out, talking about, what you got to do? You ain't going to do that. And here come a little bug or insect, and all of a sudden, Now, I'm not saying that there are not some men when we see a bee that may have similar reactions, but I'm just saying for the aggressiveness, the standing on business posture that they have, those women that do that, a little mouse. And that's why I've told men over the past, get you one of the newer AI-controlled mouse. Like, you know, it's actually a little mouse, but it's, you know, controlled by, you have the control. And in the midst of her wanting to argue.
A fake one.
Yeah, of course, but she's not going to know it because they're so realistic now.
Well, she going to know now.
No, well, some of them, but they ain't going to know. They ain't going to take the time to know. All they going to know is they just saw a mouse. They just saw a rat. They just saw something. They saw whatever it is, whatever insect, bug that you are afraid of. Fellas, put that spider out there. Put that little spider, have that spider crawling around. And when I tell you that a lot of those was all up in your face and trying to be all tough, they turn into marshmallows. And they talk about, get it out of here. They will go to their mama house and be like, I'm not, until you get it, I'm not coming back in this house. So, fellas, if you want some peace and calm, please invest in some of the realistic things that you know that she is terrified of. And then sit, watch your game, whatever it is that you want to do, and you will be in peace and harmony. Again, the views and opinions.
Yeah, that's...
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, find the lie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm talking about...
All of it.
Feisty. I'm talking about the feisty... I don't know. I don't know if Xavier, our producer... Great morning, Xavier.
Shout out to Anita Nicole. She said, sipping my coffee, Bailey.
Yeah, and she's choosing peace today.
Right,
yeah, you got to. Xavier, are you one to be able to speak on that? Have you seen some women that are... I'm talking about super just... on a whole nother level. But here comes a little bug or, and I'm not talking about the ladies that, oh, I love insects and I love, all, I'm talking about the ones that will almost have a heart attack at the sight of it. Do you, have you seen some of those kind of women?
I guess so. I'm trying to think.
See?
A lot of women that I deal with, you know, they're not that scary.
See?
They're okay. Outdoorsy kind of women.
See?
Okay. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. I don't know. I don't really get into that many arguments with women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very nice, chill guy.
Well,
so.
Well, it's not that you got to be flow. In an argument. It's not that it's got to be you. It's just when you see some women and they may be yelling at a man in a way like, you know, what you gonna do? Let a bee come around her and it's gonna change. A wasp, a hornet. It's all over. It's hold on. Keep that same action. Keep that same energy with that insect. Keep that same energy with the spider. Keep that same energy with whatever it is you're terrified of. Keep that same energy.
Well, when I see a bee, I'm swatting away.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We know. But they concede. Concede that then. They not. They going, it ain't over till they say it's over. But they was just running around the house trying to jump out the car and get it. No, don't stop. I'm not going to get it. Don't stop. I'm not going to get it. I'm just saying, find the lie.
All of it.
Shout out to everybody who's calm. But I just know.
We're choosing peace this morning.
This morning. Okay. Okay. All righty. You're going to learn today. I'm just saying. And so I know I'm going to hear it. I'm going to get it. Homer, we don't stop it. I'm just saying, tell me what your animal or bug of choice is that you are terrified of. And that's what I want the men to get. And you have that on standby. And all of a sudden, you're like, I'll be black. Pull it out, sit it down somewhere, and then remote control it. And just, let it come hanging from the ceiling or whatever the case may be. And I'm telling you, you will have peace and harmony until you end up. Kevin, I'm going to come to you. This wasn't even designed to be a topic, but he has a comment.
Here we
got to take care of some bills. And I just said, she jumped out because it was a bee, right? You feel what I'm saying? And she would have called her husband or her man if she had one. You got to come get this out the car. I'm not getting black in the car until you get it.
She looked like she was swatting everything
That's
she could
I'm
out
saying.
That car.
We'll take care of some bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We're going to go to the Truth call-in line at 833-212-1017. I was just bringing up a little point earlier that I've seen and know that it is true in some situations where some women with the biggest aggression and anger, and they will talk to a grown-ass man in certain ways. But when it comes to some of these little bugs or a mouse or something that they're just terrified of that's much smaller than a man, they run the hills. They scream. They yell. We got Kevin, and this wasn't even a segment, but
I don't know anybody like that.
Okay, Bailey. Kevin, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear what I was talking about? Nobody, Bailey? You just took accountability. So are you telling the truth now?
Huh?
Okay, that's it. That's the answer right there.
What?
Kevin, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth?
Yeah, appreciate you all, too, in the conversation we're having about our queens.
Yes.
We have to give them their honor. But when they step over, it does, bother us as men, you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. And it weakens us, you know, and they don't see that what they're doing. They just know they have the power. You know, they didn't met the man. They get to know his little oohs and ahs, how he sleep, when he wake up, how he, you know, they know everything. They watch, they read us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they start hollering at us, now they know, and they get away with it. Now they got the power.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I love my queens, you know, and everything. I got one now, but she don't holler at me. She respects. She keeps me from going to jail and fighting and doing all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you got some. I like how you said some.
There you go.
Some.
There you go. Because we ain't stereotyping them all, but they're the ones that the shoe fit. They got to put it on.
Yeah, I mean, can't you see yourself hollering at your man and disrespecting him? You know, making him feel less of a man. You know, can they see that? I don't know. It's saddening because I blame it on. I wanted to say this. I'm gonna say it. I don't condone women beating and all that and pimping and all that stuff. But when the drug game came, it took a lot of them pimps away, and then women started getting powered in. Mm-hmm. You kind of see what I'm saying? It just, you don't see the guys that I'm from the old school,
mm-hmm.
and I saw, like I said, I wouldn't want my mother getting beat or going on the streets or nothing like that.
Right.
You know, and I didn't choose that life. I choose to have me one woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a one woman's man. And I'm going to stick that way because that's where my father is. It's just better than me. Mm-hmm. But the guys that's letting these women holler at them, you need to reevaluate your manhood. You know, your choices you made, the type of women you want to mess with.
Yep.
You know, that's all I kind of wanted to say, you know.
Yep.
But
do you agree that some women will get very loud with a man, but when they see certain insects or mouse that they're afraid of, they turn into a little...
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah,
right.
They do, and they depend on him for protection, but I look at Tarzan. You know what I mean?
Bailey said we going back to Tarzan.
Think about it. That's what a man's supposed to go chase a rabbit. he gets the lions and tigers and bears chasing him, but she wants a rabbit. But he had to go get it. He had to go through all them obstacles to give her what she wants. But when a bug come by you, you want to jump and scream, and the bug ain't even touch you yet.
Right.
The bug ain't nowhere near you, but you screaming. For me to wake me up late at night because it's a fly. But you can holler at me.
Right.
I'm way bigger than that fly.
Right.
So leave me alone.
Right.
You go get that fly. You go buy some bug spray.
All right. Thank you, Kevin, before we get in any more trouble.
Yes,
love you.
I'm just trying to help you. You might want to switch to schools.
We got Kashmir. Kashmir, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation about some. What's your truth?
I hear what's going on. I feel that some women need to
clear it up.
They need to find a better way to talk to a man. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, all of that. Mm-hmm. This is how I feel. They want to be baddies. They want to be like the TV show baddies with the talking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the influence from the TV shows on some women.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ran into a lot of them. And they think it's just, like, I'd be like, what the hell? Like,
right.
Where in the world? Like, yeah, where are you? Like, you got trauma going on in your life or something. Something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just, I don't think it's cool, you know?
Yep.
Because you don't want to get called out your name, the B word and all this, you know, like, uh-huh, you know, uh-huh. But you want to come at a grown man in a disrespectful way.
And what happens there's when some of those women see a bug or something that they're afraid of?
Exactly. Exactly. Like my ex, it's a spider. Like y'all was just talking about. It's a spider on the wall. Get the spider. You want to scream all loud about this little ass spider. But you want to talk to my, you, I'm big, you know, right. I'm 6'4", 265 pounds. You want to talk to me crazy, but right. This spider.
Right, yeah. I appreciate you, Cashmere.
All right, love you.
Bailey, I didn't think the lines were going to blow up like this, just with bringing this subject. We're going to learn the truth right now. Before we get into some of the things that we actually do have on the table, Gene, great morning.
We chatted it up with the ladies on the YouTube. Okay. Hey, ladies. Hey,
make sure y'all like and subscribe.
Yeah. Anita Nicole.
101. Bailey K with a code. Gene, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear this is just banter, but it's turned into a situation. What's your truth?
Good morning, and love you and appreciate you too, Homer. Good morning, Miss Bailey Coleman. Thank you.
Good morning.
Homer.
Yes.
Men need to quit lying.
That part.
So what about
and Homer?
What about the insects? Do they got to quit lying too? Because they was damn sure not trying to sting you.
Homer, I'm about to say that. I was just up north fishing last week. Homer, I wish you could have seen those spiders. They were orange, bigger than a quarter. You should have seen the legs. Black ones with yellow. I don't know where these spiders are coming from, but there was one here in my backyard.
Did you go pet it?
No, I did not. Not the one up north, but the one at my house. I pulled out that spray. I used the whole bottle on that one spider.
Hold on. Why did you pull the spray out and use it on the whole bottle? Why did you do that? Because sure if a man may have made you upset about something, he would have got some choice words and some attitude from some women. But not the
some
spider.
Some women, Homer.
Not the spider.
You know what, Homer? I'm going to take a picture of that spider, and next time I see him, I'll show you. I've never seen a spider that huge and that colorful in person.
Yeah.
But the man, I just tell him, quit lying and just walk on away. I'm not the argumentative type. I don't like all of that drama.
Thank you.
All of that, because I grew up with that, and I don't live like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
I just say, quit lying and walk away. Amen. Watch the man follow you.
That's right.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you afraid of mice?
No. Actually, can I tell you a quick mice story?
Yes.
My story?
Baby,
there's
like,
a mouse
yes.
in my kitchen.
Okay. Go ahead.
In my kitchen, and I set the cheese. It wouldn't hit that cheese on the mouse trap. Uh-huh. I put peanut butter on it. It walked right past it. No mouse. Uh-huh. I said, okay. I had a loaf of bread on my table. It was eating, this is gross, but okay. It was eating the little grain off the top of the bread, but it bit through the bread container, bread package. I said, okay, I'm going to put that on the mouse trap and caught it.
Okay. Way to go.
So no more mouse. Hopefully there won't be any more mice.
There you go.
There you go.
No, I'm not scared of a mouse. I used to get the mice when I was a kid. My mom would call me and tell me, you need to get this mouse. And I would.
Oh, okay. Well, you
But the spider, that's a whole different thing.
Well, then that's the spider.
I was terrified.
Fellas, if you meet Jean and she ends up having somewhat of an attitude towards you, pull out the orange spider that she's never seen before, and you'll be all good.
I'm going to say stop lying and just walk away. Love you all.
Love you too. I have to put that phrase into my terminology, into my, stop lying and just walk away. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Men aren't the only ones that lie.
Anyway.
We're going to take care of some bills before we get into this kind of debate. This is not where we're going.
No, we going today, the first day of school.
Yeah,
we're talking about
ringing.
That. There's something they can't take to school with them, so they need to know about that.
You know, We'll talk more.
Okay.
Listen, you're listening to the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Colvin.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, and everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's all about. No stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so that you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. Okay, so the dust has been, you know, shout out to Aaron, it's him. Say, Homer, kick it up, dust, and I'm all for it. And then Anita goes, okay, Aaron, laughing, and says, stop. And he laughed black.
Listen, ladies, I want you to recognize that I kept it calm in here as part of our representation
there you go.
This morning.
There you go.
I could have gone off. I could have snapped off.
Point proven. Point proven.
But I was very calm.
There you go. Point proven.
You know why?
Please.
Because
please
I'm not going to let his big voice.
Please transcend that, Bailey, to some of those that I'm speaking about. Please transcend that.
No. But anyway.
Really?
Because sometimes it takes one impression to get the whole situation.
Bailey's not for us.
You're right. I'm for the ladies. Sometimes it takes you snapping off a little bit to get everything in check. So we can move forward.
Some of these situations that I'm speaking of.
It's the first day of school.
It's not even the first day of school. The man's woman or wife. It's just some women in general. They will be talking real strong and, you know, and all up in your personal space. But let them see a bee. They're going to be fighting that bee like it's or a wasp or a hornet. It's going down. They get ready to do all kind of little dances. Do the SWAT dance.
Is that the SWAT dance?
Yeah, they're trying to SWAT it off. They're trying to SWAT up. Yeah,
all right, very good.
The bugs.
That's good. What song would you put that to?
Bees in the Trap. Bees in the Trap. It was perfect. It was perfect.
No.
Bees in the Trap. Bees in the Trap. Bugs. Insects. Crawly things. So shout out to all the women who are not afraid of those things, and you just ready for whatever.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and we were going to say, some kids went to school as early as last week, though.
Right.
So but it's the first day for MPS.
Right. It's the
fully,
first day
you know what I mean?
For MPS.
But, yeah, some of the other schools, which we talked about last week, that some of the children went to school last week.
Yes, this was the big day for the big school district.
Yep, the largest.
The largest, MPS. In Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, normally, shout out to Seifert, I would be one of the ones over at the school greeting scholars as they would come in.
Oh, okay. You know, all right.
They would encourage a lot of the men in the community
right.
to come, and we, you know, kind of high five and just be rooting the children on as they go into the school building.
Okay.
And it's usually a big deal. I'm sure we'll see some videos from different schools that there were people there.
Right now they focus in on the one that burned down. What school was that? And now they're going into the high school down the street.
Bailey! Can we talk about...
I'm talking about with the news cameras where they are. They're over there. The kids going to the high school now.
Okay. I'm
got a separate entrance, walled it off.
Let's see. Hughes Views 414 on our YouTube page says, a woman has far more control over a man than she does a bee / mouse / pest. She fears what she cannot control. Oh, my goodness. I'm blacking out.
Sherwin,
I'm
get off our line, Sherwin. Get off our line. We're not doing it this morning. Back to school. Back to school day.
Oh, Sherwin.
Sherwin, get off our line. Gonna tell.
He said a woman has far more control over a man than she does a bee, a mouse, or a pest. She fears what she cannot control. That's
very true.
Damn. See,
I'm glad
to hear you say it. So it's like you acknowledge it without trying to acknowledge it,
anyway,
but now you acknowledge it.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Anyway.
But thank you, Sherwin.
It's back to school day,
Love
Sherwin.
Love you. Appreciate you.
Back to school day.
I guess we're educating.
No.
Yes.
We are talking about MPS back to school.
Right.
And the fact that your children cannot have a phone with them when they go to school.
They shouldn't be using it. I've always felt that way, though.
You know what? I have too.
Yeah, I get the fact that, you know, in some situations where
it's dangerous times
happened.
Now.
Yeah,
things,
you know what I'm saying?
School shootings and stuff. But
the majority of them are not in those situations, and they're in classrooms and different parts of the school making TikToks.
You
know, they can't concentrate on their work or what the instructor or the teacher is trying to.
Their parents are at work and can't focus in on work because they're on their phones.
That part. And so it's hard as hell to try to say that they going to enforce that their son or daughter shouldn't have their phone in school.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You can't, listen. You cannot.
Oh, Hughes View said, don't make me come down there.
Come on down here.
All right.
Get down here.
Sherwin. Sherwin.
Sherwin. Yo, Sherwin is upstairs. He gets upstairs, 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever, to do his show prep and stuff. He up in here on our line listening to us while we talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he, listen, he probably
he's standing on
his,
business.
He probably left his computer up there.
He's standing on business. He's standing on business.
Coming to get you. Coming to get you.
I can hear
coming
Sherwin
down there right now.
Don't make me come down there. Because I will. I'll come down there. I'll come down there. Bailey, I'm not scared of you, Bailey. I'm not scared of you. So, the seat is available, Sherwin Hughes, the award-winning Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.
Sherwin's always fun to have on the show. Come down here, Sherwin, now.
Now, if I come down here, I'm just letting you know. So, now she's a dancer. Order in the studio, legendary home of blow.
If he comes down here, you're going to be really banging that gavel.
I'm just trying to make my point, that's all.
Anywho.
I don't know. So, welcome back to school to all of the students, and may you have a very...
That's a poll. Should students be able to have phones in school? Can we do that one? Yes or no?
Right. And we're going to find out.
We're going to find out because I don't think they should be. They don't need no phones. If their parents are having a hard time being obsessed with phones, what do they need a phone for?
There you go.
What do they need a phone for in class? Oh, it's crazy. Is this is that? Yeah, whatever. You know what? Guess what? Stuff happened before then and stuff will happen after then. And they need to focus in on what they should be doing in class. That's why they can't read. You know they can't read, right, Homer? They said they can't read. What? They can't read.
You know what?
They can't read.
You know what Sherfy did say? He said, listening to y'all getting inspired, he said, Homer's impression of me is hilarious.
Sherwin, if you want to talk, get down here. Come down here right now.
Control! Sherwin, your point has been proven with Bailey Coben. She just told you to get down here. She didn't say, if you'd like to come down here, we'd welcome you. She said, Sherwin, get down here.
Sherwin, if you'd like to come down here, we'd love to have you in the studio with us.
A little attitude to it.
A little attitude? I have no attitude.
Sherwin. Sherwin.
So the poll is up, everybody.
Yeah.
Should students be allowed to have phones in school?
Bring a bee down with you, Sherwin.
Whatever.
Bailey be all through. Bailey be out my pot of here. Be like, what happened to Bailey Cohen? She left early. Last spotted running through the hall from a bee. But no, if somebody let off a bee in here, we both be doing this. We do it with little gnats.
Little gnats.
So, yeah. So, we get it. We get it. But, yeah, should students be allowed to have phones in school? Vote on that poll, yes or no. Again, I know some people are going to be subjective. Be like, yeah, well, my son, my daughter. But
they need to focus in on what's going on. They can't read, Homer. They said they can't read.
But they know what a B is.
They know what a phone is.
Yep.
They know how to dial on the well, they ain't got to dial no more.
Right. Call. Call such and such.
They need to upload app. They know how to upload apps and upload stuff on apps and stuff, but they can't read.
They can play every game on the phone that you...
My point exactly. Yeah, but they can't read.
And that's a problem.
They can't even read the instructions on how to do it. They got to call somebody and say, now, how you do this?
So, we got to get ready to take care of some bills, Bailey. And who knows? Because of your command, you know.
When I tell you, Sherwin don't pay attention to
me. Stop trying to think for me, Bailey. You're trying to think for me. I wouldn't do that to you, baby.
Homer, I love your impression.
We got to take care of some bills.
Y'all take that poll on our YouTube chat. Should students be allowed to have phones in school? Yes or no?
Oh, Bailey, if I had children, I think I might tell them, y'all, you never know what kind of emergency they may have. So.
No.
Okay, Bailey, we're going to go take care of some bills. Whatever Homer Blow says, I'm sorry, the legendary Homer Blow would
say. There
you
go. There you go.
We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And Sherwin said, you ain't going to threaten or bully me to come down. I'll come down when I want to.
Sherwin knows I love him.
On the poll, what's the poll looking like so far, Bailey? What's the question and what's the response?
The question is, should students be allowed to have phones in school? 15% yes, 85% no.
Here we go.
Yeah. You know what? Because it was just like, well, on the YouTube chat, you know, you were, who was that you were reading?
Locked and Lovely that said, and great morning and love you. Appreciate you to everybody on our YouTube page. Yep. While you're there, hit the like and subscribe. You can also watch us on Facebook Live at 101.7 The Truth, 101.7 The Truth here on Facebook. Hit like and follow so you'll get the notification.
Absolutely.
But Locked and Lovely say, it seems like the most of confrontations and fights start with the teacher trying to take away a phone from a distracted or belligerent student. Then that student calls someone who comes to the school.
Right.
That's a known fact. LaRon Taylor said they should have phones at school, but not access to them in the classroom. At Nicolet, the kids have to put their phones in pouches like they're at the Dave Chappelle concert.
Right.
And I'll respond to that in a moment. Locked and Lovely also said, I'm already campaigning against the next MPS referendum. I didn't vote for the current one, and I'm not voting for this next one. Another referendum will not provide resources to improve student literacy. But with the pouches thing, I think that's an amazing idea, and I'm happy to hear that they do that.
Mm-hmm.
The fear that I have here mm-hmm. is for our schools is that some people in the community will fight against it because it's going to have to be paid for. That's a lot of pouches to pay for. And who's paying for it? We are. So as great of an idea as that is, and I'm glad for Nicolet that it's working, in my opinion, I think that we would have some community kickback on that and be like, we ain't paying for that. But if it would resolve some of the issues, then why wouldn't we? Because it would be a proactive move instead of a reactive move. But I just think that we would end up having a problem with people saying, well, as long as we ain't got to pay for it, do we got to pay for it? And if it is, say yes, you know, it'll come out of some of your money that you're paying in taxes or whatever the case may be. And some people would rebel against it.
There's always going to be somebody rebelling against it. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be somebody hating on some idea, but they weren't there for the meeting, and they didn't contribute.
Hello?
They ain't contribute.
Hello? We talk about it all the time.
And don't be mad if they take your child's phone. They ain't supposed to. It is a thing now. It's a rule within the state.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That they cannot have their phones. Now, should every classroom have a phone in it? Mm-hmm. Like back in the old days? Mm-hmm. Remember they used to have a...
Yep.
Rotary. There should be a house phone. There should be a landline in every room, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether they need to call the office and let them know something's going on or something like that, mm-hmm. that's what the phone needs to be for, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they're not learning. The kids can't read, y'all. They said they can't read. They need to focus in. Mm-hmm. We need to take it back to the old school in whatever way we can when it comes to, you know, teaching them and helping them get out of school. I've never seen it so okay mm-hmm. for kids not to graduate from high school. Never seen it. Like, parents nowadays, they're like, oh, they ain't gonna graduate. Okay, maybe next year. Wait a minute.
Yeah, don't have me going to that tirade.
You know?
All of this stuff. They are so concerned with making sure going to prom that they go into debt.
Oh, yeah.
They go into debt sending the children to prom, and a lot of them are not even going to graduate.
That part.
They will have, you know, like they on a budget plan with all of their bills, but they somehow come up with all this money, and you already know that some of the children, unfortunately, that they are celebrating, not all of them, have already had infractions with law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
They're inside the juvenile detention facility files.
Yeah.
And courts. So, you know, we see them just go all out. And like I say, looking at, and it's tragic to have to say all of the things that could come along with it. That's why I salute, and I know it's a debate with Dame and others. That's why I salute all of the accomplishments. You made it out of K-5 the first. I salute it. You made it. You get what I'm saying? You made it to third, fourth grade. I salute that.
Yep.
And it's why I get it. The big major ones should be, you know, high school graduation and then you know, and you're in college and you make the first step there and get a completion.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that to me, for me, I can only speak for me.
Okay.
And there was a big, you know, debate with that. We even done a poll with it. But I just think that that extra encouragement of letting them know that we're proud of them.
Yeah.
And we salute you.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that don't even make it.
Yeah.
Past those great. I mean, that's they're
true.
Just failing from
that's
the beginning
true.
And they continue to fail. And some of them get passed on. No Child Left Behind really destroyed, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
A lot of kids. It really did. And so I'm happy when I see. That's why I love to see today where mm-hmm. on social media we'll be flooded with all of the students and the scholars that are going to school. And some people are like, why y'all posting? Why we should. We should show them that we're happy, we're proud, they're going to school ready. All of the book bag giveaways that happened over the last month and a half, most children should definitely have book bags.
Yeah.
They should have book
they
bags.
They need book bags.
Yeah. So, but I just think that we have to kind of celebrate to encourage them, because when you see some people, even at a high school graduation,
mm-hmm.
and those students end up saying, you know, I'm the first one in my family to graduate.
Yeah.
You know, like wow, you got to look back and be like, wow. So
mm-hmm.
where was that? Because sometimes the encouragement doesn't come from home. It
yeah.
doesn't come from home, which is where it should start, in
right.
my opinion.
Right.
But some are mm-hmm. in such toxic situations. Their home is a toxic environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we are expecting some miracles to come from toxic environments.
Yeah.
You know, a mother and a father who won't admit that they can't read, who won't admit that they didn't stay in school, or, you know, you got to come to grips with that. You got to help our children. You got to help our youth.
Yep.
And if it's other people that are trying to help them, let us help.
Yeah.
Let us help. Stop trying to be so gung-ho and standing on business. My child don't need this. Listen.
Your child need everything.
That part.
Everything.
And if you're
and
not
more.
Willing to give it to them, or you feel you can't give it to them, let some community
else.
Organizations
yeah.
and people who are really concerned
yeah.
step in.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What the village looks like.
That's
we
got
to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.